Chapter 6. And he went out from there and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, Where did this man get these things? And, what is the wisdom that is given to this man, that such mighty works come about by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joses, Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? They were offended at him. Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, and among his own relatives, and in his own house. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people, and healed them. And he was amazed because of their unbelief. And he went around the villages teaching. And he called to himself the 12, and began to send them out two by two, and he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, except a staff only, no bread, no pack, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals, and not to put on two tunics. And he said to them, Wherever you enter into a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you or listen to you, as you depart from there, shake off the dust that is under your feet for a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons, and anointed many with oil who were sick, and healed them. King Herod heard this, for his name had become known, and he said, John the Baptist has risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him. But others said, He is Elijah. Others said, He is a prophet, like one of the prophets. But Herod, when he heard this, said, This is John, whom I beheaded. He has risen. For Herod himself had sent out and arrested John, and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John said to Herod, It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. So Herodias set herself against him, and desired to kill him, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and kept him safe. And when he heard him, he was very perplexed, but he heard him gladly. And then a convenient day came, that Herod on his birthday gave a supper for his nobles, the high officers, and the leaders of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias herself came in and danced, she pleased Herod and those sitting with him. The king said to the young woman, Ask me whatever you want, and I will give it to you. And he swore to her, Whatever you ask me, I will give you, up to half of my kingdom. So she went out, and said to her mother, What should I ask? And she said, The head of John the Baptizer. And she came in immediately with haste to the king, and asked, I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was exceedingly sorry, but for the sake of his oaths, and those reclining, he did not wish to refuse her. So immediately the king sent out a soldier of his guard, and commanded to bring John's head, and he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the young woman, and the young woman gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard this, they came and took up his corpse, and placed it in a tomb.